Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The Canadian Bioenergy Association, or CanBio, met in Edmonton recently. On the agenda was how to maximize the enormous amount of biomass Canada produces, that's from agricultural and forest residue, and how to advance the new bioeconomy. Doug Bradley is CanBio's president.
Bioenergy has been growing in leaps and bounds in Canada, I think more so in Europe. Europe has grasped bioenergy as a major component of its energy picture. We are one of the largest biomass sources on the planet, and so we can feed the European demand for bio oil, bioproducts, pellets, torrefied wood, etc., but at the same time will allow us to develop our own industry internally. We have to make people realize that there's a place for all of these energies and that bioenergy can do a lot of things that wind and solar cannot do. For instance, wind and solar produce only power, whereas bioenergy produces power, produces heat, renewable heat, produces bioproducts, produces exportable products. So we have a much more diverse space than the other renewables.
CanBio's Doug Bradley recognizes Alberta as a leader in bioinnovation. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.